All right. Welcome to BeerNet Radio, everybody. This is Harry Shoemaker, your host, and I'm here with, you know, we always talk with the editors, and it's kind of not fair.
Right.
Because back of office is where all the money comes in and where all the magic happens.
Ooh.
Are we right?
We're right.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm here with Jessica Lopez, who is our vice president of everything.
Everything. Circulation. Sales. I'm your person.
Circulation. No breathing.
Don't give a fuck
if you resubscribe or you're leaving.
No, we do.
But I do care.
We do care.
We do care. So Jessica, thank you for being here. And then we have Millicent Ryan, who is also, what is your title, Millicent?
VP of marketing, business development.
Social media,
shaking hands, kissing babies.
That's right.
Yep.
And I noticed that you wished yourself happy birthday from one account to the other, and I appreciate that.
Sean did.
Okay.
Thank you. Because I do run our social media accounts, so that would be kind of a psychopathic, narcissistic. I don't know what word to use.
I didn't put it past you, but I
you would do the same thing, to be fair.
Yes.
To be fair. You would do the exact same thing. No, Sean did it.
Oh, okay.
Because Sean, you know, that's another person who's not, he's not part of the company, but any event that we have,
yes,
he does all of our videography, photography, which you can always, his content's amazing.
Yes.
Like Sean's incredible.
At the summit, he does all our photographs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, let's don't sit on Juan.
Oh, yeah. Juan and Colin.
Juan and Colin do our website. Juan does all of our kind of graphic design. We're getting a new website, by the way. It's been in the works for 3 years.
Yep.
And, you know, it'll work about the same.
It will, but I don't think people realize with the website especially how just meticulous it is and how it really does take that long.
So who are your favorite customers and who are your least favorite customers?
We love all of our customers.
We love them all the same.
Let's talk about our clients.
We love them all the same. No,
like your children?
Some we might love a little more, like your children if you have more than one. I quit with perfection. So I have one child, so I love her exactly the same. You have like 50-11.
Right.
So you love Wyatt the most. We all know.
No. I love them all the same. I just spend more time with him because he's more my age.
Yes. The youngest is definitely more your age.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wait,
no.
You have more than one? I thought it was only Wyatt.
I thought it was only Wyatt, too. Yeah. I thought it was Wyatt and Biscuit, actually. I forgot he has a daughter, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, no, all
Jessica,
of ours
you didn't know I had other sons for like the first year you worked here.
No. No.
How long have you worked here?
Like almost nine.
Wow.
9 years, yeah.
We're going to have to do something big on our 10-year, huh, Millicent?
Yep. Jordy just had his 10-year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't like to be called Jordy, I've found.
Well, his wife does it.
Well, that's his wife. I kind of get it.
I'm his work wife. Is that? She calls him Jordy.
He's our Jordy baby.
He's our Jordy.
He's like our little brother.
I don't think he minds if y'all call him Jordy. I think he actually minds if I call him
Jordy. He probably is annoyed by that.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
You guys also put on the summit, which is huge. And the summits, I have to say, let me just make a speech real quick. Summits are, we've had like 22 or 23, I don't know, something in the way. When I started this, it was me and Molly Riley, who was an unpaid helper, just handing out name tags, one person. And then the next year I had like one kind of part-timer, her name was Tiffany. And I think she was a college student, probably over at like Our Lady of the Lake University, and she quit coming to work, and I had to like find her so I could pay her. And Tiffany with an I, she would just steal beer. She'd come and steal beer and leave. So, our customer service started with Tiffany, and then it went through several people. One girl lost $100,000 and took 6 months to find. We had another person who, anyway, they were all great.
And hence the reason I'm here.
And that's right. We had one woman who, you know, let's say just bless her heart, right? Let's get that over with. Who was elderly. You know, we stand for elderly people here.
Yeah.
Being one myself. But she and Jordan had to share an office. And I need to ask Jordan about that. Like, yes. She would ask him if you know, if he's gone to the bathroom enough. he'd come back from the bathroom, she'd be like, "Are you okay?" out of the whole company, Jordan and myself are most like grateful when you came on as a normie, and not only a normie, but like just you brought up the game of that whole part of the company so much.
Thank you. Renewals
got more professional. You know, talking on the phone was more professional, and then, you know, just organization and the summits and everything. It really stepped up. So cheers.
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 I'm empty here.
I asked you if you wanted a drink.
That's right. We'll get her one later. production assistant, will you go get her a drink, please?
Get on it, Bisky.
Snap.
Biscuit's like.
She likes Spindrift. Is that what you drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Spindrift, if you're listening.
Blood orange.
Blood orange.
She wants a blood orange Spindrift biscuit. Bring it back with no holes from your teeth in it.
Yeah.
Ah, damn. Okay.
Jeez.
I don't give a shit if you're fucking or bitching. I hope we don't get copyright strike now.
I know. Papa Roach might be dead. So,
is that who recorded that?
Yes. I mean, I that song came out probably when I was in seventh grade, and I'm 37 today.
Happy birthday. That's right. Happy birthday.
It's my barf day. I hope I don't barf on it.
That's right.
But I might if I crawl into the K-mess or something.
Oh, please. No. Please, I have work to do
just
this afternoon.
Just order the large bottle.
Anything for you on your barf day?
No, I don't plan on barfing on my barf day.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Day's young. Yeah,
the day still is young. Early. I don't know what time. Yeah, it's young still.
So have y'all ever been up in this studio?
No.
Not since been like this.
Well, yeah.
Like it looks great.
I mean, I have, but not to record anything or not. I've been up here multiple times, but you've done a really good job with it. The fact that you did this yourself to me is shocking.
Thank you.
But it is because you're just not you.
One could wait years to go for a compliment around here. But
no, it really does look great. The only thing that bothers me is that thing back there with those teeth. It scares the shit out of me.
Coyote. Yeah.
That's a coyote. Okay.
Just ignore him. It was my grandfather's. Just ignore. Do not look him in the eyes.
Oh no, it's terrifying.
Yeah,
but he's looking at me.
Yeah.
He's
well, thank you for the. You know, how about we just make this about gassing each other up? No, let me talk about you. Bringing a whole new dimension. No, but you really have. I mean, we had no social media to speak of before you showed up. We had no like personality.
Yeah, Mill brings a lot of life into the buzz.
Yeah, I mean, this is a trade publication. There's nothing more dowdy in the world than an old, dusty trade publication.
Like, I always tell everybody in the team, like, if y'all literally looked at me one day, handed me a keyboard and said, good luck, and I had to write BBD, CBD, and WSD, we would lose every single customer. Everybody would want their money back for the full year. They'd be like, what? 5-year-old wrote that. My punctuation's terrible. I can't spell.
So is ours.
And no. And I don't even know really what y'all are talking about half the time. And so
good. That's how it's supposed to be.
But they always compliment me, and I'm like, no, but I could never do your job. And they're like, no, but we could never do yours.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I get shy sometimes, but not really.
I haven't seen that part of you yet.
Yeah. We don't know. We don't know.
I do. Or nervous, I guess. Yeah. Not shy. I get nervous sometimes.
I like our Instagram the most because it's always something happy and good. Like, it's not like just a sad old.
Yeah, we don't want to be sad.
No. Nobody wants to be sad, no, grandpa, which is what I've turned into.
No, you want to look at somebody's page because they're all very repetitive, obviously, right? So it's like you don't want to see the same post over and over again with the same title of the news going on. It's like, no, let's make it fun. Let's make a joke out
show
of it.
A little
make it different.
Yeah, make it on. More personable. Mm-hmm. We're very close in this shoe pub fam.
We are.
Yeah. Like we yell at each other. We love each other. We cry with each other. All the things.
We all bring a little
Sarah doesn't yell at me. She just gives me a silent treatment.
No, Sarah just has to look at you.
Right.
And first off, Sarah just has to look at me. Sarah, I would never mess with Sarah.
No, don't fuck with Sarah.
I would never.
Sarah Barrett, our wine and spirits daily
boss bitch. I would never mess with her. But I do have to say, she and I She and I have cried together, but she has never made me cry.
No. Oh my God, that's such a great distinction.
Well, no, because like Sarah would make you cry. She could just look at you a certain way. If you got Harry on a wrong day, if he was sad one day or something, and Sarah.
Who says she hasn't?
This is probably true.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we done gassing each other up, Biscuit? Have we not gassed Biscuit up yet? Well, it's not your birthday, Biscuit, so we're going to leave you sleeping.
It's not your birthday, and we don't know how old you are or when your birthday is or anything of the sort. We'll just say you're 37, too.
So I wanted to ask you guys, like, so we have our summit. We alternate every other year between the Breakers in Palm Beach, Florida, and the Del Coronado in Coronado Island. Both great old properties. You know, I always, when I walk into a property to assess it, if it's summit worthy, the first thing is just smell. And if it doesn't smell like musty old carpets, then it's not for me. Right? Am I right?
Well, one of those two for sure.
One of them for sure is musty. The other one for sure is not, because everybody's head would be on a chopping board if it was.
Okay. So why don't you, which property are, which is which? I'm curious.
Okay. So the Breakers is non-musty. Breakers, but I think we also have to point out too, the Breakers is still privately owned. And I think that matters big time.
Yeah.
Because the Dell used to be privately owned. And what Jess and I deal with on the back end has changed drastically since they sold.
Yeah. We have to go through a lot more.
Well, a lot more.
It's owned by like Hyatt or something.
Hilton, right?
Hilton.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's part of their Curio.
Yeah. But then you have the Breakers, and it's like, for instance, I sent an email to Shannon a couple days ago, and I was like, hey, we need to come in, do a site visit for January, get ready, whatever, whatever. And it's like, okay, you tell me the dates. And I'm like, nice. It's nice when you don't have to talk to seven people to get to the person you have to talk to. And then they tell you when you need to come.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's nice.
I love the Breakers though. I love Hotel Del too. Don't get me wrong, but I like the Breakers more. And yeah. I've never held back on that. Like, it's just that hotel, it's just absolutely incredible. Yeah. I feel like it's the best hotel in the United States. I really do.
When it comes
to service, food. I mean, you have fish in a bar. You're sitting at a bar and Nemo is, he's like, have another one. And you're like, okay.
So the drunker you get, the more Nemo.
And the more Nemo talks to you and tells you to send that text. Send it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Send that text. You won't regret it tomorrow. Yeah. Get that king crab. You're not going to regret that gout.
The gout. For those who haven't been to the Breakers, they have a glass acrylic bar that's full of water, and it has fish in it, those Nemo type, whatever they're called, fish. And like little snakes and
all these weird
crabs.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Starfish. It's beautiful.
But there's like a whole story behind it. I mean, it took them forever. It had to be custom made, and they had to bring it in on a crane, and Mr. Ponce, we can't forget Mr. Ponce. There's just so many fun details about the Breakers. And another thing I like is like there's always celebrities there, but they're not like the bitchy ones, right?
Right.
They all tell you hi. They all take pictures with you.
Do they only let like cool celebrities into the Breakers?
I mean, I've met a lot in the years we've been going. And remember, I got cussed out by, what's his name? Oh, Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
Remember, he cussed me out.
They're not all nice then.
Well, no.
Ooh, I missed that one.
I would have been annoyed with me too. For whatever reason, I had just seen The Godfather like the week before I had gone to the Breakers. I don't know why, because The Godfather came out obviously before I was born. And he was in it.
Right.
But of course, I remember him more from Four Christmases. You know, he played like the drunk dad.
Right.
And so I see him walking with, I assume his wife, or I don't know who she was. And I just like look at him and I was like, oh my God. I was like, it's you. And I was like, I just saw The Godfather. It was so amazing. And he was like, what in the f*** did you just say? And I was like, I mean, I darted so fast. I mean, he was about to rail in on me.
So he just didn't hear you.
Oh, but I was fangirl. I mean, I was like, I was like, oh my God, Robert Duvall talked to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, even at that age, he's got to think that's cool, a young, pretty woman coming up to him. I mean,
he's got to be, what, 90?
I don't think he's that old, is he? No. But I mean, he was, God, Lonesome Dove sold me on old Robert Duvall. Back on the Dell, why do we do it? Why do we go to the West Coast? Maybe we should pick another.
Well, I think, I mean, when I came along, because I've been around, I think, a year less than Jess. And so when I came along, it was already very, y'all did it East Coast, West Coast. It wasn't, it's never really been like up for discussion.
Yeah, I think we just started doing the East Coast, West Coast.
Because y'all had done Arizona, y'all had done Texas, all that before me.
Because it used to be separate. You would do beer or the beer summit a certain time, and then wine and spirits another time, and then you combined it like kind of like right when I started. So
So that was like before me. I mean, I like it because obviously we have people from all 50 states, and so they. I like it because we get out of Texas, right? Like we're based here. If I feel like a lot of people still don't know that we're actually based in San Antonio, but I like it getting out of Texas because weather in January is kind of probably shit everywhere, actually.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just like being on a beach. Yeah. And we're not going to host it in Galveston. No offense, Larry Del Papa. We love you. But
No shade on Galveston.
It's
the Riviera of South Texas.
Listen, my mom went to medical school there. So growing up, she would drag me to UTMB to show me like her picture on the wall. And I mean, that's like, I had the formaldehyde is just built in my body because of it. Like it's all I could smell. So when I think of Galveston, I just think of brown water and formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're not a cadaver girl.
No, I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good.
I had to explain to Wyatt what a cadaver dog was, which the lapses in his knowledge is kind of strange.
Listen, all that money you're giving to University of Texas.
I don't give any money to those.
I'm telling you, it's obviously not working. Oh, cadaver.
What? Oh, right. I just realized what you meant. I've paid three boys worth of tuition.
And yourself. All four of y'all went there.
Yeah.
But so. I like that we switch it up east, west, but I feel like it does kind of fall on Jessica and I to make that decision because you let us. You definitely... Mm-hmm. You are the boss, but you definitely let us have our creativity. You let us hire who we want to. You let us bring in what we want as long as, you know, it's not outrageous. But I think that's something that coming up now that we've put the summits together, which I thought this year was great. I thought this was the best summit I've ever attended in all these years, like in 8 years I've been around. Like I thought it was the best. Like it flowed. Everything was perfect. AV is like always Jess and I's biggest fear. Because, you know, there's literally if one stupid plug comes undone, we're on pins and needles.
Yeah.
And it's not cheap. You know, you would think with sometimes the quality that we get of AV that we paid $20,000. It's like, no. It's a ton for AV. But it's like that one little thing. There's so many intricate details that go into the summit. But I felt like this year went so smoothly. But I feel like our readers should give more feedback on if we should continue East Coast, West Coast, like what their thoughts are.
Yeah, did we put that? We didn't put that in the survey.
I don't think we did this year.
But I think we should put.
But I think it is a comment sometimes that people will leave that feedback, like, you know, coming from East Coast to West Coast. But,
all the East Coast.
All the, right.
Yes.
I mean, we do get more people at the Florida Summit.
Yes.
Just because, you know, all the analysts and all the New York people basically in Chicago, it's easier for them to get to.
Well, and I've always like, cause I'm so impressed with the Breakers. I've said for years, I'm like, we should just move it to the Breakers because Texas is great. We live here, we're based here, all of that. But weather in January in Texas is just hell no. Look at it today.
Yeah. It's 80 degrees. But it could be 20 degrees. That's
right,
the problem.
Right.
And sleeting.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we don't have the grid to hold that up. So it's like.
Oh, come on now. We don't need electricity to run the summit. Remember when we did it during COVID?
I'm like.
Do we have to talk about that?
No, it's not. Anxiety. So
we had the summit during COVid at the St. Mary's Hotel downtown.
St. Anthony.
Sorry. There's a lot of saints here in San Antonio. St. Anthony Hotel. But it wasn't for. We just used it for the decor, or, you know, basically we rented out a ballroom so that we could film ourselves there because everybody's piped in via Zoom and their internet went out. It was the biggest disaster we've ever the hotel caught on fire in New Orleans and we've had quite a few disasters actually, but that one was rough.
That one was rough mainly because it was again, it wasn't AV's fault. And here we are in a room and we have like 25 AV guys. The whole freaking room was AV.
Yeah.
And it was the internet from the hotel. Like it was the hotel's fault. And we do have to say with that one, the owner of the hotel offered to give us 100% of our money back. But Harry, being the good guy that he is, said, we'll do 50 so your employees can get paid.
Yeah.
Pretty much is how that. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That was a disaster.
Yep.
So on the summits, what's the best part of planning the summit and what's the hardest part?
I think the hardest part is like picking the food. Honestly.
No, Santa, you think that's hard. And I pick the food like this. Jessica thinks the food's hard.
Well, because we want to, you guys on the editor side handle all the speakers and then that experience, that part of the experience. And then we want to make sure everybody's going to have a good time, with networking.
Yeah. I think there was
nerve-wracking because you don't want to get shitty food.
The food doesn't bother me because it's like all the food's good at all the places, but you always have your picky patties. I think the most stressful part of it is just actually the day it starts.
Yeah.
Like we prep for 10 months. I've already landed a speaker and a sponsor for January. So it's like this year I've gotten on it sooner. So there's less stress when it comes towards the end of the year.
Yeah. Like the day of, like that's the day of is when, like the night before. So much.
Yes. You plan so much and one small thing could go wrong and it could just screw up the whole freaking day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like it really is. I think that the week of the summit is the most stressful because Jess and I are very, very on top of things. We have contracts signed years in advance with things. Like we're very, very on top of it.
Yeah.
So, and that's why we work so well together. We definitely balance. She's more chill. I'm more hyper, but we're both OCD and anal and we want things done.
Right.
But I think it's the week of the summit that's because, like this year, when some of the speakers couldn't make it in because of weather, it's like shit like that. That's like, you cannot prepare for that.
No.
Like you really can't.
No.
Like no matter how you spend 10 months of your life getting this all together and then you get a call the day before, hey, sorry, he can't fly in. There's a blizzard. And you're just like, oh.
Yeah, that's always been a problem. It's part of the problem having January, but in the beer business, it's the deadest month. You got to do it when it's dead. We care about you folks and the wine and spirits business too. It's the only month where all three categories are dead. So
the only bad part, I think, of having the summit in January, and there's no getting around it because then you start getting into February with SAMCOM and then everything, then CBC, then Golden Bars and Gold Network and all of the things start coming. So January is really the only month that it's us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it just sucks because it's like you're all on the holiday hangover of like, I just put up my tree and my kids just got their shit cleaned
right
up out
New
of
Year's.
The yeah. Like that's the only part that it's hard because I feel like I personally, I don't know about you. I feel like I can't ever really like relax and enjoy Christmas because like I'm like constantly checking my email like, is everything okay? Yep. Is everything ready? Because we're usually leaving a week later.
This Christmas was the first Christmas I actually didn't look at my computer for like 2 days.
Wow.
See, yeah, and I look at it every day because I'm like, I'm terrified that we're going to get some sort of crazy, somebody has COVID and they can't
make
it.
But I picked my 2 days like right before Christmas and right after New Year's.
Wow. And that's the only, I think that's the only downside for like us and and you.
Yeah. Because
the editors, we have, they have their questions in and they have, they can kind of chill.
They're supposed to have their questions.
Or they're supposed to.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
This year they did. This year we did.
I think this year was the first time we really had our shit nailed down before the holiday started.
Yeah.
It makes my holiday a lot smoother because I struggle over that stupid opening speech, which is, 20 minutes. I just wrench myself over it.
Yes.
And I don't know why. But
you do every year.
This year's was the best.
Really?
Yes. There were so many.
I disagree.
Many
I wasn't on the slideshow.
Oh.
Oh, what? You're just jealous of Biscuit, really?
No, last year you had me and Mark Wahlberg. Then this year as the dog, I was like, God, I need to go meet some more famous people. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. That was a joke. No, this year was definitely the best.
Yeah,
it was
really good.
But I thought the one at the Breakers was really good too. Everybody loved the dogs sniffing their asses.
I forgot about that.
Everybody loved that.
The Wahlberg picture is classic, though.
We look like a couple.
Yeah. A very attractive couple. I mean, it looks like y'all just stepped out for, you know, some cocktails on the veranda.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I get more like comments about that picture. Like, it's the funniest because we really do. We look like we just like.
How did that happen? We were at the Breakers, right?
Yeah, we're at the Breakers. So, well, it's random because my friend Aaron, he founded the tequila. And I don't know.
What's it called?
Flecha Azul. And Aaron lives in Midland. He owns an oil company. And
Daddy now, does oil.
And everything that it tells.
Yeah.
No, he's an immigrant. He's a very impressive guy. He has all kinds of businesses now. And I don't know how he got introduced to Mark. I don't know how that happened, but he's the one that founded it with a golfer, Abram Ansar. He's pretty famous, PGA golfer, but pretty famous. So they founded the tequila. Well, Mark got in with them somehow, just has a small stake in it. It's not, you know, but Mark's been very, I mean, he pushes it. Like he's out there, he's
hustling
for that brand.
So they were at the Breakers.
They were at the Breakers, and I was looking at shoes. Of course, I'm shopping. Why wouldn't I be shopping? I'm at the Breakers.
Yeah.
And I was looking at shoes, and I see Aaron walk by, and I go, Aaron. And he was like, oh, my God. And he hugged me, and he's like, oh, you know, Mark's here with me. Do you want to meet him? And I was like, yeah, sure. You know, really didn't know if it was going to happen or not. Aaron and I know each other well, but I'm like, that's your partner. He's famous, like whatever. Nope. We met at the Flagler's Club bar, and, I mean, he was like, you know, hi, ladies. Y'all look beautiful tonight.
I'll imitate Mark Wahlberg. Okay. So this is what he came up. Hey there. Guys, it's nice to meet you. Oh, my God. Did you know that was the producer of Entourage? Yeah, that's great. Well, listen, it's great to meet you. Let's do something together. Okay. All right. Tell your mom hello. See ya. Is that a good imitation?
That was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Yeah. But that's not as decent. He didn't want to meet my mom, though. But.
Well, he should. Too bad for him.
That is not a lie.
She's hottie Dr. of Beeville.
Yeah, Dr. Beeville. He was super nice. And then Aaron was like, you know, let me get a picture of y'all. And of course, like I took pictures with Aaron too. I've known Aaron for probably about 8 years. And, you know, he's like, how's your aunt? How's your uncle? You know, because he knows my family.
Wait a minute. What, Mark Wahlberg? Hey,
Aaron. No, Aaron's telling me all this because Mark's like, you know, hey, how do you know him? You know, however he talks, I can't say it. So then Aaron's like, you know, do y'all want to get a picture together? I'm like, sure. And it was not like staged or anything, but it's like the sunset.
It looks like a professional photographer.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So it just was what it was. But, and I've talked to Aaron because I'm like, they spoke at Discus last year, Aaron and Mark did. Yeah. And I've talked to Aaron because I want them, I think it'd be fun for them to speak at the summit.
Yeah.
And so I've reached out to him about it before and he's like, yeah, you know, let me know. It's kind of one of those things.
Right.
Which,
hey, it's at the Breakers. He likes the Breakers.
Oh, Aaron and Mark go to the Breakers all the time because they golf there. So they go there all the time.
It's so weird. Like everywhere we go, you know people, and you're from a very small town in Texas called Beeville.
Yeah,
am I right, Jessica?
So random. Like, we were at Hotel Del. Just people walk by, and Mill's like, "Oh, hi," you know.
Yeah,
people from here.
Yeah.
So, like, so not weird. In the industry either.
No, not at all. Yeah. I saw him walking up and I was like, oh, I was like, hey, that wasn't when we did the site visit for summit. That was last September.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's actually infuriating to go out with you because, you know, we're trying to have a quiet dinner, you know, we have to talk to, you know, and it's not just like famous people or people. It's usually the wait staff that she knows, like, oh, she used to do my hair down in Beeville and, you know, it's just constant. Uber driver. Oh, hey, Mills. I'm like, God.
See, that's why you have me doing what I do.
So I don't have to.
So you don't have to.
Right.
Because it may, and you know, y'all get nervous.
Yeah, I don't like to see people.
You get nervous. Jess gets nervous.
I get nervous.
Yeah, y'all get nervous. And I'm not me. I'm like, what's up?
Biscuit's that way too. Always.
Biscuit gets real nervous.
Yeah.
That's why she barks so loud.
Yeah.
She gets scared.
So our next summit is in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be at the Breakers, which is our fave, we've decided.
It is.
And it's
like, look at that video. I mean, that video is just so killer. Yeah. God. I mean, Sean just crushes it, man. I love that Sean.
Yeah. It's cool. Look at me. So handsome. Kyle Cook, Phil Rossi, Breaker 19, Malika Montero,
Maggie. We got all the people.
And I love, there's one shot in here. Yeah, right here. There's our competitor, Justin Kendall. We have it, our own promotional video. Thanks, Justin. Shout out.
But I mean, just look how beautiful that is.
It is nice.
I just love that hotel so much. But yeah, we're back January 12th through 14th there.
And this isn't, I didn't bring you all on just to promote the summit, but we might as well.
Well, so, we're here talking about the summit.
So the website is updated and you can just go check it out. Look at it. You know, we don't have speakers yet, but you can still register if you want, get an early bird.
We do early bird, yes.
Yeah, early bird ends October 1st. It's donezo. We do have speakers though already. We're just not announcing them yet.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Because I meddled myself into those.
No, it's good. We got a good speaker. And let's just drop a hint. It's a service. It's an app that you go to and you can order any kind of food or beverage options and have it delivered to your house.
Ooh.
Getting into technology. It is my favorite. I'm not a robot. Take me to your leader. So AI is taking over. Hey, more on that at 5. All right, guys. Well, thank you for being on Beer Net Radio. This was fun.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. You don't ever have us back in bitches on here.
Back in bitches.
It wasn't as nerve wracking as I thought it was going to be.
I know. Jess was nervous. I was like, girl.
And I was like, give me a couple shots. But I didn't do it.
No, we're going to go take a shot right now because it's my birthday.
Yes, birthday shots. Yeah.
So we'll head across the street, go have lunch. And then.
How things have changed. Like, I woke up this morning, I went and got my legs waxed.
Yeah.
This is 37. I went, literally, Jess and I went to bed at 8:30 last night? We watched Saltburn. It was my third time. I love it. I want to watch it again. I'm obsessed with that movie. It was her first time. So we watched.
I need to watch it a second time just to understand it.
And just to get more out of it. We watched Saltburn, we went to bed at 8:30.
I learned how to clean a bathtub properly.
Oh. Please no. But I told her, let's wake up and have coffee. I went and got my legs waxed. We came to do a podcast. I want to eat some biscuits. Jordy's coming to join us.
Oh, he is good.
Yeah, I texted him. I said,
oh, cool.
And he's bringing my projector screen that I accidentally sent to his house.
All right. All right. Well, good. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
we'll see you next week. Take care.
Bye.